Morning, LCU. How are y'all? That good? All right, cool. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is with some of us, and for others, I guess we'd need a little work, huh? That's what we're here for. All right, so today we are going to be talking on sex trafficking, which is kind of a heavy subject. So, you know, we're here for y'all, us at the Watchtower. So if anyone needs anything, of course, let us know. If this subject is sensitive, then feel free to kind of adjust as needed. So I know that some of y'all are wondering kind of what the Watchtower is, kind of what it is we're about. You know, some of those questions, we're going to be here to answer that. And I'd like to introduce our speaker here in a second, who's going to answer all those questions for y'all right after this short video.
Trying to fight at this point seemed impossible.
If y'all could please help me to introduce Callie Walker, the president and CEO of the Watchtower.
Thank you, Ben. Hello, LCU. I truly, truly am honored to have this opportunity to speak to you today. Obviously, this topic is not always an easy one to discuss, but I really appreciate you all being willing to sit and listen. First and foremost, my slideshow is not coming on, but my intentions, I want to be very clear, is absolutely not to sow fear. This topic is heavy and it's serious and it is the reality of what is outside of these walls. However, if you're educated, you don't fall into the trap. So it's not about fear. It's not about being scared of having a conversation with someone over social media or whatever, what have you. You just need to be aware of how traffickers get you or get their victims. And so if you can understand that, then you're not going to fall into the trap and there's no need to be scared. Like Ben said, my name is Callie Walker. I would have a picture of my family here. Next slide. Yeah, that one. That is my three awesome, handsome men. I've been married for 11 years, and these are my two sons. I'm a certified sexual assault advocate for the entire state of Texas, and so I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot, and I also have my own story. And so I was sexually abused by two different people in my life from the age of 10 to 13. And so my heart is very much towards the aftercare once we get the girls or boys, children, whatever the case is, into a home. My heart is the aftercare, is getting them back on their feet, because that is some of the hardest work. Even coming from the work that they were doing, getting back on their feet is very hard. And so that's my heart. Yes. What is the Watchtower? We are a nonprofit organization. I don't make any money. Like Ben said, I'm the founder of the Watchtower, and I don't take home a penny. Everything, there will be an opportunity for you to donate out there. Every single penny goes to getting our survivors what they need, being able to go travel and educate anybody that will listen. Our heart is to just bring raw and real education. When I was going through trainings on what this looked like and how to navigate through this, I was not... When I went out on outreach, what I saw and what I was taught were two vastly different things. And so our heart is to really educate you on what it actually looks like. What is sex trafficking? This is actually the government definition of what sex trafficking is. That top half is if you're under the age of 18. So basically, the definition of sex trafficking is a huge umbrella statement for under the age of 18. It's literally any sexual abuse is what that covers. And so very broad statement, very broad definition. It's when you're over the age of 18 that it's more defined and it's a lot harder to prove. So we're going to go into that again, even more detail tonight on this definition, how you prove it, what it looks like, and why sex trafficking is so rampant. Because, you know, recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining of a person, that's hard. How do you prove that? Especially when they're not willing to talk. Because that's what we really run into. It is a grooming factor. So they get you on social media and they're like, oh, you're so beautiful or you're so handsome or whatever. And this is not just women. Like, this is also men. This is also boys. They buy you purses or watches or wallets or whatever the case is. Well, now you owe me. Now you owe me, and you're going to go and you're going to do this. 15 times is an average amount of tricks a night. So average amount of sexual acts a night is 15. You're going to go do 15 tricks to repay me because I bought you all this stuff, or I did all these things, or I took you to all these nice restaurants and fed you. And so that's really what you see here in Lubbock is more of a grooming factor or from familial. So mom and dad sell the child for drugs or alcohol or something along those lines. It's what you're going to see here in Lubbock. These facts, I think, just speak to why this needs to be a conversation. Every 30 seconds, someone is being trafficked. Every 30 seconds. And only 1% of those victims are ever rescued. Part of that's on them because they love their trafficker, because they groomed them and they manipulated them and now they're in love. So they think, because they don't know what real love is. And then the other part is people just are not talking about this. It's not a conversation. It's awkward. It's heavy. And so people just aren't talking about it. And then the statistic that I hate the absolute most is only 0.1%. That's not a typo. 0.1% of traffickers, the ones selling the children or the women or the men, are ever prosecuted. And that's because of that definition I just showed you. It's very hard to prove. These are high-risk individuals. There's so many more, and we're, again, going to go into these tonight. But at your age, I met like 5 of these, which is why I'm so passionate about it, because I could have so easily fallen into this trap, so, so easily, over circumstances that I had no control over. I mean, social media, that's the only one I chose, but poverty-stricken, my family was broken, I had a history of sexual abuse, and I had social media, and so these just make you even more at risk if you fall into any of these categories. And we're college students. Well, y'all are college students. So that bottom one, poverty stricken, we're gonna count that one and the social media for guaranteed. Okay. Why am I doing this? I don't mean to sound cliche, but truly, honestly, I just am trying to be obedient to what I feel like the Lord is asking me to do. And because of what I've been through, I have an understanding factor. And so I have empathy and compassion for the survivors, and it's my heart, and I'm really bold, and so it just works. And this is what I've been asked to do, and this is what I'm doing. And when I went on outreach, I went out to Houston and was out on outreach with Elijah Rising, and they go out and set up a booth that has snacks and drinks and chapstick and all these things for the girls that are walking around trying to meet their 15 tricks, okay? So in that, we give them, they're out there all day in the hot sun of Houston, Texas. So we give them drinks, food, whatever. I came home and I'm not playing. For a whole week, I laid in bed and cried because of the things that I saw and how terrible they are. And how I wanted to pick up every one of those girls and put them in my car and take them home and love them back to health and just show them who the Lord is, because that's what they need. And so because of that, I can't turn a blind eye. I saw it. I know what's going on. It's terrible and disgusting and the most ugly thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm going to do something about it. And I want anybody that has that heart and that passion to join me. And so, again, at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to go into so much more detail. I'm going to try not to cry, and I'm going to go into my story. The video that you saw was a brief snippet of a full video that you'll get to see tonight that I'm very proud of. We worked very hard to produce this video. And so I hope you join us at 7 o'clock tonight to be fully educated on what this is and to join us in the fight. There's so many ways to join. It doesn't have to be boots on the ground because it's not everybody's calling, and I know that. So I hope you join us at 7 o'clock tonight. And thank you so much for your time and for listening. And you're dismissed.